hear the pin drop, only blackness above when I wish for love. I see a coconut tree and it's as happy as me. See me falling, keep it talking, watch me crawling in the grass. And if you think I'm trouble, them all. Them all.
Well, the minorities are no longer settling for being called minor.
They know better than to sit and wait for the revolution to be televised.
Lady Liberty has never been black.
But even she is starting to notice that you are disappearing.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up and learn to stand together. Buy out our silence.
They claim that such programs are enforcing reverse discrimination.
But there be no such thing as reverse discrimination if we weren't discriminated on in the first place.
There be no such thing as war if we weren't born in a country built off of each other's blood.
But we have been stacking bodies and bigotry,
trying to reach
the impossible.
I'm sorry. You are a soldier. There's a war going on in my city. There's a war going on in your city. There's a war going on in our cities. And you are fighting every day that you decide to live.
The greatest one always gets got by the gun. And we all go marching.
Are you ready? What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be brown for a brown like me? For a brown like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a brown like me? For a brown like me? Yo, I'm always on that new shit, cause I am that fucking new shit. Try to sell me into slavery, I fight it and refuse it. When they see the shit I put out, disbelieve, they try to use it. But I conquered all your structures, disbelieve, I will abuse it. I am clever undercover, nigga, got it from my mother. Yes, you better rock bass when say so slim fucking cuffer. Yes, I'm clever undercover, nigga, got it from my mother. Yes, you better rock bass when say so slim fucking cuffer. Post have your back in the darkest weather. If you color your back right, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you get into the game so we make it better. This is the way of life, not a fucking sweater. People these days don't understand. You're the power of the heart and the market brand. Just the other day my voice was banned, but this is my land and I'ma take a stand. What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be brown for a brown like me? For a brown like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a brown like me? For a brown like me? When I walk in the club, all of the niggas, they know my name. And the brasserie respect me because we go beyond the fame. When I spit it, respect it, my voice is eclectic, my power electric, I'm black and prophetic. You haters pathetic, forgive and forget it. I'm winning, took the bar and I said it, and I demand it.
it. And if you don't, you'll regret it. I'm representing the voiceless, and don't you ever forget it. And I got power and passion, and there's no need to defend it. The money we spend it to keep us indebted, to keep them in power, to keep us in chains while they keep on building their towers. And they got money for days, but they keep on stealing our hours. And when we call them out their faces, that we just be sour. What it's like to be brown for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a girl like me? For a girl like me, do you know what it's like to be brown for a brat like me? For a brat like me, do you know what it's like to be boss for a brat like me? For a brat like me,
are you just?
We forgot we were worshiping beings. We forgot you, Black Jesus. We forgot the King of Kings. We forgot crowns do nothing for kings but put weight on their heads and a target on their backs. We forgot they tax our heads and put weight on our backs. We forgot Sodom and Gomorrah were leveled by brimstone and divine judgment, but Mississippi is still standing. We forgot burning cities. We forgot cities are still burning. We forgot colors are seasonal and that this skin will fade too. I forgot my skin. Or perhaps I just ran out of fucks to give. We forgot that some kids' utopias is a roof that won't whisper the night to the sleeping bodies below. We forgot bodies sleep below. We forgot bodies float. Bodies hang. We forgot barbecue postcards, strange fruit, and hooded men. I forgot my rage and the pulse it leaves underneath my tongue. I forgot my tongue. And how it used to fit so perfectly in my purse next to my womanly duties. I forgot my purse and my high heel stilts. I forgot balancing is no longer an act when you're hiding behind imported hair, a downloaded smile, a voice trained to jump through hoops for flames for your snaps and applause. You don't get it. Shoot, you already forgot you woke up this morning. You forgot to close the faucet when you were scrubbing that pot, that plate, that spoon, or your left butt cheek or whatever. But you remember how that song goes, right? You remember how it went? You remember you wanted your grand chai tea latte with 3 pumps, skim milk, light water, no foam, and served at 120 degrees. You remember how spiritual of an experience that was? I forgot where I wrote this. I forgot if I was just ranting. If I'd forgotten to close the faucet when I was scrubbing that pot, that plate, that spoon on my tongue or whatever. But I remember how this goes. I remember how spiritual of an experience this is. I forgot my heart was a burning city. Shoot, you already forgot. I forgot my tongue, remember? We forgot that some kids walk past their utopias every morning. Suburban bricks standing tall in proclamation of what statistics say they will never truly attain. We forgot that some kids try so hard to forget tomorrow is even coming. We forgot that there were kids smiling in barbecue postcards next to strange fruit and hooded men. Or perhaps we never had any fucks to give, you know. Sometimes I forget how hard it is to remember.
No man in the world. No man in the world.
The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls. The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls.
We create.
The smart, powerful, creative, accomplished young women.
We can fight.
I'm here because of you. I'm here because girls like you inspire me.
Many of these girls have faced unthinkable obstacles just to attend school. measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls.
One stand still.
Your story is my story. Your story is my story.
Won't be shamed.
Your story is my story. Your story is my story.
And I told them that they should disregard anyone who demeans or devalues them, and that they should make their voices heard in the world. I told them that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And I told them that they should disregard anyone who demeans or devalues them. They should make their voices heard in the world. The measure of any society is how it treats its women and girls.
No man, no man.
Home. No one leaves home unless home is the mouth of a shark. You only run for the border when you see the whole city running as well. Your neighbors running faster than you, breath bloody in their throats. And the boy you went to school with who kissed you dizzy behind the old tin factories, holding a gun bigger than his body. You only leave home when home won't let you stay. No one leaves home unless home chases you, fire under feet, hot blood in your belly. And even then, you carry the anthem under your breath, only tearing up your passport in airport toilets, sobbing as each mouthful of paper made it clear that you would not be going back. You have to understand, no one would put their children in a boat unless the sea is safer than the land. No one burns their palms under trains, beneath carriages. No one spends days and nights in the gallbladder of a truck feeding on newspaper unless the miles traveled mean something more than journey. No one crawls under fences, wants to be beaten, wants to be pitied. No one chooses refugee camps or strip searches where your body is left aching, or prison because prison is safer than a city of fire, and one prison guard in the night is safer than 14 men who look like your father. No one could take it, could stomach it. No one's skin would be tough enough. The go home blacks, refugees, dirty immigrants, asylum seekers, sucking our country dry, niggers with their hands out. They smell strange, savage, messed up their own country, and now they want to mess up ours? How do the words, the dirty looks, roll off your back? And maybe it's because the blow is softer than a limb torn off, or the words are more tender than 14 men between your legs, or the insults are easier to swallow than rubble, than bone, than your child's body in pieces. I want to go home. But home is the mouth of a shark. Home is the barrel of a gun. And no one would leave home unless home chased you to the shore. Unless home told you to quicken your legs. Leave your clothes behind. Crawl through the desert. Wade through the oceans. Drown, save, be hungry, beg, forget pride. Your survival is more important. No one leaves home unless home is a sweaty voice in your ear saying, leave. Run away from me now. I don't know what I've become, but I know that anywhere is safer than here.
See us go as they go across the borderlines. I can feel the fear hang heavy on the water, glinting sharply with the pale moonlight. Mothers, hold on tightly to your children. The waves are breaking violently tonight. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? I hear yelling, I hear crying, I hear praying. as the ocean threatens us on all four sides. The water rises deeper every minute. This vessel cannot bear the burden of our load. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. Can we go as they go across the borderline? One by one, the children have grown silent. From their mother's arms, they float away. The roaring sea will wash our quiet bodies upon the foreign shore, but our souls will find a way. And with seabirds fly the salty winds east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go as they go across the borderline. Seabirds fly the salty wind east to south, north to west. See us go.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am active brain and lip smacking peach deep, sometimes too aggressive in its honesty, and heart sweet that loves wholly and completely whom it may choose, whomever it may choose. I am not gonna lie and pacify. I am arms to hold. I am lips to speak. I am a motherfucking G. Strong legs that stroll off the 33 bus or out of a money green phantom comfortably. Knees that bend to pray, clean from Ajax washings. Hair that is thick and soft. Thighs that betwixt an amazing all expense grand prize. I am eyes that sing, smile that brightens, touch that rings and supplies euphoric release. I am a grand dame queen beast. I am warm, I am peace. From the roads of Botswana, from 23rd Street, from the inside, third eye, ever watching this wicked, wicked system of things I do see. I am friend to pen and a lover of strong women, a diamond to men. I am curious and interested like children. I welcome the wise to teach, appreciator of my culture, thick, not just from bone dents and eat. I have a rhythm in my ways and a practice in my seek. And yes, I do crave the rhythm of my space with a man that rejoices in God's grace. With faith, I do hear to listen. Two hands that fist when force pushes to shove and your ego won't submit. And I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit. Clearly, I am not just an ass.
Naked and slow. the very on fire. Uh-huh. How hard will the wind blow? Mm-hmm. How far will it go?
Radio Lola is mega cool.
All the time, fearing all the time, that like these are the nightmares we've got. zweiten Bericht geht es um ein Geschäft für Babyartikel, wo eine schwangere Angestellte entlassen hat.
Möchte ich die erste von zwei Sendungen über Südafrika und über die Beziehungen von der Schweiz zu Südafrika anfangen.
Wie denn die Audrey Lorde geheiratet hat und zwei Kinder hatte, das konnte ich mir eigentlich nach der Lektüre von dem Buch nur schlecht vorstellen. Darum war meine erste Frage an die Audrey, wie denn das dazu?
Laura Sommerpause.
40 Jahre widerständig.
Tauchen wir ein ins Archiv.